It's time once again for Doctors in the House on Kiss 92, and this month we're focusing on health concerns upon hitting the big 4-0.
That's right.
We're way past that.
Sadly, way past that.
But still applies, still applies.
But you know what? Cancer screenings are very important. Even more so, once you hit your 40s, shouldn't take your health for granted, right?
And here to tell us more today is Dr. Melissa Teo, General Surgeon from Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital. Welcome, Doc.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Welcome, Dr. Teo.
So what is the common cancer screenings that men and women should go for once they hit their 40s and beyond?
So I guess chronic conditions as well as cancers are a lot more likely as you age. And once you get to about 40, the risk does increase significantly. The current recommendation would be for cervical cancer screening in women by 40. And by 50, breast cancer screening as well as colorectal cancer screening for women.
Right.
And colorectal cancer screening for men. And all of these can be done by very simple tests,
right?
Easily achievable with a quick visit to the polyclinic or to your nearest doctor, and to get the kit that's ready.
A lot of people are reluctant to take these exams.
Screenings,
but it's not actually as bad as you might think in your imagination that it is, right?
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, it's a lot more scary when you actually haven't done it, but if you were to just pop by the doctors, you'll find that a quick examination.
Yep.
So for a cervical cancer screening, it takes about 3 minutes.
It's just a swab.
Yeah, it really is just a swab.
Yep.
And for breast cancer screening, I know there are so many kind of myths about mammograms and how painful it is.
It was, but I think recently when I did it, it was not quite as painful.
Not that you're revealing your age or anything. But
no, totally not.
but yeah, it really doesn't take that long.
Like you say, it's scarier not to go for the screening.
I agree.
It's so easy for you to say because Jason, we've been trying to get him to go for his colonoscopy since last year.
I don't want to go.
And he just won't go. But there he is going, it's really not as bad as you think, Doc.
Well, you know what? I'm not leaving this place till you sigh on the dotted line.
Do it.
I will.
So
I
how would you convince? I mean, obviously you have a lot of men over 50, just like him,
who refuses to go, right?
What would you say to them,
Doc? So I would say that, you know, any kind of condition, when it gets picked up early, has much more effective treatment. And the best thing about a colonoscopy is that if we were to find a polyp, we have it removed immediately, and that polyp never gets a chance to grow and become something a lot more sinister like colorectal cancer.
Yes.
The procedure really takes about 15 minutes, allows us to examine the entire colon and, you know, treat whatever underlying condition there is, like the removal of the polyp. Now, the main thing about colonoscopy, and I tell my relatives and my friends and fellow doctors that I've scoped, is the preparation. And I admit you have to take that prep and you go to the loo.
Yep.
But it's like having the runs for an evening and then that's it. And if the scope is clear, you don't need to have another scope for the next 10 years.
10 years?
That's right. How good is that?
That is terrific. So you have peace of mind basically for 10 years. I think that is quite convincing, you know.
Get him the contract.
All right.
Sign now. Thank you so much for joining us, Doc. That was Dr. Melissa Teo, General Surgeon from Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Melissa Teo, you can simply WhatsApp 811-5777 or log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg.